We're here in the Congressional Corner with Congressman Jim McGovern, one of the brightest and, frankly, most important people in the House of Representatives. He'll reject that, but it's true. As the chairman of the powerful Rules Committee, the traffic cop of the House of Representatives. Okay, so Jim McGovern, I said the last time we spoke, I was going to ask you a question. Why was the U.S. so unready for this pandemic?
Well, we were unready in large part because of the lack of leadership coming out of the White House. I mean, I don't want to sound like I'm making partisan comments. I'm not. I mean, because, again, as I said in the last time we spoke, Democrats and Republicans are actually working together in the Congress to try to pass legislation to help small businesses and to help get our hospitals the equipment they need and help our first responders. But the bottom line is the president knew about this beginning in December. His daily briefings in January were being told these issues were raised. They talked about a pandemic. They talked about the possibility that this could end up costing many, many lives here in the United States, and we need to be prepared. And he chose to go into denial. And that denial and that delay has been deadly. I mean, and, you know, and through January and February and into March, you know, he did briefings on a regular basis and rallies in which he spread bad information. You know, he told people things that were just not true. And as a result of that, you know, we were not invoking the Defense Production Act to ramp up production of PPE. You know, we were not preparing our communities with best practices. We just missed out on a lot. And now, you know, then one day he tells us, oh, you know, this is terrible. And then, you know, just when you think, okay, he's got it. He's listening to our doctors. We have daily press conferences again where he spreads, you know, misinformation, disinformation, telling people to take these anti-malaria drugs. Oh, that's the cure. That's going to help everybody. We had some people take them and they died. We heard from the VA that, you know, that they actually they killed patients so it doesn't work yet. He pushed this false narrative out there and forced states to buy, you know, all this excess, you know, anti-malaria medicine. Well, I guess if we have a malaria crisis, we'll be prepared. But, you know, rather than relying on those who know what they're talking about, you know, he just gets out there and you know, says these things that aren't true. The other day, we should be maybe injecting disinfectant into our bloodstream. I mean, the company that owns Lysol issued a statement saying, please don't drink Lysol, you know, and why you had to don't drink bleach either. But yet we're now told from a bunch of states that our, you know, public health departments are being inundated with calls whether they should drink disinfectant. I mean, this is when the president speaks, people listen. When the president speaks, people expect that that the president knows what they're talking about. And this president doesn't. So my advice to everybody is when he does these press conferences, mute the TV. And then when Dr. Fauci comes on, unmute it so you get some real information.
If Dr. Fauci comes on, I have a feeling Fauci's in trouble with his president. And we're seeing him less and less because he tends to tell the truth.
These doctors are supposed to be doctors. They're not politicians. So their job is not to get out there and make the president feel good. Their job is to get out there and tell the medical facts.
Jim McGovern, food insecurity has always been a major concern of yours. I know that. During the pandemic, we have seen food lines literally stretching miles. How can we make sure that people can feed their families during the pandemic? And I ask you that because there's also an awful lot of talk now about having too many animals and too many chickens and too many cows, and people are espousing killing them. What do you think?
The bottom line is we don't have a food shortage, but we have a food distribution problem. And, you know, we need to, you know, I'm on the Agriculture Committee. And I was talking to the chairman of the Ag Committee today, Colin Peterson, you know, about doing hearings on, you know, our distribution center. My grandmother, you know, my mother, I mean, growing up, I mean, you know, if we left food on our plate, she'd say it's a sin. You know, how can you leave food on the plate? There are people hungry in the world. I mean, the idea that we are dumping milk, that we are destroying you know, livestock, and we are, you know, letting vegetables rot when we know that there are places in this country where they're needed, but we don't have the distribution capacity to get them there. It's just ridiculous. I mean, the Secretary of Agriculture should have put money into an emergency distribution account, and you know, and sent trucks out to wherever there is an excess, and take that, take whatever they produce and get it to wherever it needs to go. You know, and we also, while we're at it, ought to be increasing SNAP benefits for people on SNAP. We know food banks are at capacity. We also know, so same with food pantries. We also know that some of the traditional places where, you know, these anti-hunger organizations have received food, restaurants, hotels, and stuff like that, well, they're not in business right now. And so, again, they end up having to buy food outright, and that adds, and that gets expensive as well. So let's figure this out. I've been, a good friend of mine is this Chef Jose Andres, who has some great ideas about how we can deal with this issue, but we can deal with it, but we need some imagination, you know, from the Secretary of Agriculture. I mean, I just haven't heard a creative idea or a good idea from him in years. And by the way, as we are speaking, the Trump administration is still trying to move forward with their new regulations on SNAP, which would throw maybe 3 or 4 million more people off the benefit. In the
SNAP,
middle
by
of
the way, so Jim, just because a lot of people don't know it, SNAP is, of course, the program that feeds the poor people in this country.
Right. It used to be known as food stamps. It's now SNAP, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. It is the premier anti-hunger program in this country. And, you know, I was at a food pantry in Leominster a week ago, just stopped by. And, you know, it's a small group of people that are working there. But they're telling me that the people showing up are people they've never seen before. And the demand is over the top. And so if we don't respond to this in the next package that Congress is going to deal with, then we are going to we're going to have a humanitarian crisis on our hands here in this country, the likes of which we haven't seen before.
Our experience in Great Barrington, your next door neighbor, is the same. People are doing wonderful work. Look, I only got 1 minute, but can you do a one-minute question? And that is, our kids have been out of school. What are we going to do about this? They've lost a lot of time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, they have lost a lot of time. And we have some great teachers that are trying to engage these kids in remote learning. But my two sisters are school teachers in Worcester. And, you know, their school's in an economically challenged district. These kids, you know, when they left, didn't have, you know, the technology to be able to, you know, be able to do remote learning. And some of these kids have, you know, special challenges that remote learning doesn't work. And there's a whole bunch, you know, so we need to be figuring out, you know, how we, you know, whether we, you know, talk about, you know, summer courses or whatever or something, but we can't let all these kids fall behind. And again, school is not just a place to learn, but for a lot of kids, it's a safe place. And I'm worried about a lot of kids who, you know, have gone back to places that, quite frankly, are unsafe. And we need to be very concerned about that.
Jim McGovern is the chairman of the Powerful Rules Committee. He is an outspoken member of Congress. And I love talking to him because there's a very small, low BS quotient in what he says.
So, thank you.
So I thank you so much for being with us, Jim. We'll come back one more time. And when we do the next time, I got some questions about the Congress itself, okay?
Okay.